Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. That will Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Bahar B'chukoysai Tovshin Peihei. So we're going to learn a Meshech Chochma in Parshas Bahar, Perek Chofhei Pasuk Choftes. And here the Torah is going through the halachas of selling parts of Eretz Yisrael, person, individual who's poor, has to sell his field. And the parsha before this, it talks about redeeming the field. And if it's not redeemed, so then it goes out in Yovel. And Perech of Hei Pasuch of Tes begins, V'ish ki yimkor beis moishav ir choyma. Person who sells his house that is in a city, says Rashi, Hamukefes choyma mimois bishua binun. Surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So, V'hoysu gulasi atoim shnas mimkorei. See, the way he could redeem it is only until the end of the year, for a year from when it was sold. And Rashi explains that when it comes to a field, there the Torah says that the first 2 years the owner cannot redeem it. Only after the second year is the owner then allowed to redeem the field again until Yovel. Masha'en came when it comes to a house in a walled city, Mimois Yeshua Binun. The Torah says he has 1 full year from when he sold the field to redeem it. Vim lo yigal ad melois leishana samima. An exact full year later, he has not redeemed it. Become abayis asher be'er shalei chayma, latzmisus lakaynes lo deraisav. The one who had bought it now has it forever. Lo yetze by Yovel, it does not go out in Yovel. Masha ein kein, the next pasuk, uvote achatzerim, asher ein lohem choyma saviv, houses that are in cities that do not have a wall around them, imois Yeshua ben Nun, astei haaretz echoshev, they have the same halacha as a field that for the first 2 years after the sale you cannot redeem it, and from then and on you can. So Rav Meir Simcha is coming to explain what is unique about a city, about a city that's mukavas chayma miyos Yeshua binun, surrounded by a wall, that this city, if you sell a house in it, you only have 1 year to redeem it, and if not, then it remains by the buyer forever, lo yetze bayovel. Yitochein tam ksas, he begins. It's possible a little bit of a reason. Do'are ha-mivser heim ha-orim ha-maginim ipnei ha-oyiv. What is a walled city? A walled city is a fortified city. These cities protect from the oyev, protect from any enemies. Umischazki min boim b'matzer. And not only that, if they're put under siege, you're able to still live there and be able to strengthen themselves. These are places of strength. Strength against enemies who are trying to invade the country, the city, the area. So how do I know that, says Rav Meir Simcha? Because I have a Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Megillah, Mishum Magni V'chulei. Gemara Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis. So the Gemara over there is talking about also Mukeves Chayma Mimois Yeshua Binun. And the Gemara says over there, says Gufa, Chizkia Kari Bitveria Barbeser V'chameser. Chizkia read the Megillah in Tveria, both on the 14th and the 15th, because he was Mesupuk, if it's it has a din of Mukabitz Chaymais Yeshua Binun or not. Practic Gemara, how could you say it's Mesupuk in Yeshua? It says, "Ori mivser atzarim tzar v'chaimas reka mekinares and reka sutveria." So Gemara says, "Haynu taima." The misafkale, the suffix was, "Mishum dechad gisa shuru diyama." On three sides, Tveria had a wall. The fourth side, the wall was the yam. Was the sea. So so the Gemara says, what's the suffix? Sea is not a wall. The Gemara brings rise to that. So Gemara says, you're right. Linyan batei arichayma lo misapkalei. When it comes to batei arichayma, there's no suffix that it's not considered a walled city. Ki ka misapkalei linyan mikra megillah. Mai. Prozim umay mukafin dechsibi gabi mikra megillah. What is the reason for prozim and mukafin by mikra megillah? Mishum dahani migli vahani loy miglu. Is the reason because the prozim are opened and mukafim are not open, they're not begolui. And Vahanami Migli, and Tveria is begali because the Maisa doesn't have a wall. Or maybe the reason for Mukavas Chaim is because of the protection. It's protected. And a city that is a prazim without a wall is not protected. Vahanami Migni. And Tveria, even though it doesn't have a wall, but it is protected because it's third side, as a yam, nobody could attack it there. Mishum Hachi Misafkala. So for that reason, there is a suffix. So Meir Simcha is bringing a raya from here, that the site of Mukafes Chayma has to do with Migni, with protection. Ulefize, so Memela, once I've established a raya, that the site of Mukafes Chayma has to do with protection. So now I could tell you a very logical reason why a house in a walled city has a different halacha legabe the sale. Im haya hadin, let's say the halacha was debayis beir mibser chayzer beyovo, that a city in a house in a fortified city, once yovo comes the 50th year, it goes back to its original owner who could have sold it 48 years ago, 45 years ago. B'meshach chamishim shana, in the span of 50 years, halo yitachen kim karm batim harbe. It's very possible that many homes in the city could have been sold throughout the last 50 years. So now what's going to happen in Yovel? All of a sudden, they're going to make an announcement. Yovel's here. Everyone goes back to their original property. If you owned a field and you sold it within the last 50 years, you get it back, you go back to it. And the same thing in a house in an open city. And if that would be true in a Mukeves Chayma, so what would happen? All of a sudden, people who have been living here for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years have to pack out. And all of a sudden, new people show up. Who are new people? These are the original owners. They hold the deed. They're the ones who were Yerushit when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Them or their Einiklich are going to show up and move in. All of a sudden, you have a brand new city. People don't know each other. People don't know what the city is all about. They don't know how it works. They don't know how to work with each other. Not only that, fortified cities, part of its protection, you know, this is the inyana diyama of open or closed borders, right? You have to know who's coming in and out of your city. If you want to have a protected city, you have to know who's coming in and out to know if they're spies, if they're enemies, if they're plants, right? So part of knowing and the power of a protected city is also knowing who comes and goes. But if everyone here is brand new, nobody has any idea who's who belongs there, who doesn't. Ve'ein lahem ha-kesher v'ho-igud. They're not connected to each other. They don't have that kesher and that igud. Keinem akirim zezeh v'lo yuchlu lihischazek. And therefore, they're not able to actually be strong. The city loses its power. A wall on its own, without the people inside the wall, to use the wall and the gates for the proper protection, is not as safe. So says Rav Meir Simcha, if every 50 years we're going to have a whole new people coming in, it's going to lose its status of being a fortified mitzvah of a city that protects. So therefore, Lachein nosna teiretz man shana. So the Torah said, when it comes to a mukafir chayma, the logic is the opposite. You have 1 year to redeem it. If you sell it, you have 1 year to get it back. Vim lo yigal, and if you don't get it back, yuchlat. Now it becomes permanently the purchaser's. So now, even though there might be turnover in the city, but it's not a big turnover in 1 year of the whole city turning over. You could have new people come into a system. Okay, and even if you have random people selling houses, but it's not in one shot, it's not a flood, it's not a wave. They come into the system, people understand what's going on. You're able to integrate into an existing system. So therefore, he says, That's the logical reason why a house in a mokefes chayma has a different halacha than everything else. Umized dorish hasifri parshas kiseitze simin reish nun tes. The pasuk over there says leisasker eved al adoinav. You don't give back an eved who ran away from his master. Imcha yeshe bekirbcha. He should live with you bekirbcha in your midst. Says the sifri, imcha yeshe, he shall live with you v'loy beir atzma. And not in the city itself. Now, there's Grada Shail Megiris over there. Is it Be'er Atzma or V'loy Be'er Atzma? But let's say the Mashiach Chacham is going V'loy Be'er Atzma. But what city are we referring to here? Zokter Meir Simcha, it seems to me, Rabbi Cooperman points this out, but I looked at the Mefarshim, I looked at the Netziv and the Malbim. No one is Magder it this way. Pirush Be'er Mekefes Chayma. When it says he can't live in the city itself, that's referring to an Ir Mukefes Chayma, not any other city. Bikir Becha, says the Pasuk, he should live with you, Bikir Becha, in your midst, V'loy B'Safar, and not on the border. Meaning this Eved that ran away from his master, he could live with you. He goes free when he's in Eretz Yisrael. He could live with you, but only in certain places. Not in a Mukefes Chayma city. He could be Bekir Becha, anywhere inside Eretz Yisrael, but not on the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So, what's going on over here? The Teretz is, Pirish Shneiha Mipnei HaSakona. You have an Eved here, an Eved, have a Kanani who's running away. So he's a Shtikal Agoy. He has Dinim like a Yid, but he's not the regular of Klal Yisrael. So even though he's going to become free, he's going to become a Yid, but we're still a little wary of what's going on over here. Where's this guy from? He ran away. So we're not going to make sure. We're going to make sure that he's away from what? If Chas v'Shalom, there's an attack, and he's in a border, he's by the border, in the border city, he'll right away go with them. Or what if he's in the fortified city? So he could be like a spy, a plant. And if they see him, he sees his old chevra outside, he's gonna have a shaykhus with them, he's gonna connect with them. So therefore, Zokter Meir Simcha, Pshadoin over there is, those two things are sakana. Being in the Ir Mukefes Chayma, which has to be as protected and fortified as possible, if he's there is a problem. Being on the border anywhere is a problem. So therefore, that is why it says, Imcha Yeshe V'loi Be'ir Atzma, Be'kir B'cha V'loi B'safa. And we find such a thing. Where do we find this idea of a border city having a different halacha? So this is the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin tells us that Goyim, that come to fight against Klal Yisrael, see, if they're coming just for iske mammon, for mammonous things, so then you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to fight against them. But if they're coming Isnei Nefashas, so then of course you're Mechalo Shabbos. But that's only a city that's in Eretz Yisrael proper, says the Gemara. But if it's on a border city, no matter what they come for, even if they only came for Iske Tevin Vikash, garbage, straw, still Mechalo Shabbos. Why? Because the border cities, that's the Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. If you have an open border, they're going to come right through. And what do? They make it into Eretz Yisrael proper. And who knows what we could do? Border cities have to be protected no matter what. And therefore, there will be Mechalo Shabbos for anything they come. Rashi says over there, Shema Yukidu Misham Tei Noicha Eretz Likavish Lifneim. If they get the border city, then already the land is Noicha Likavish Lifneim. So Meir Simcha is bringing a raya. Borders have to be more protected. So that's a raya, that when it's said that the Eved is not allowed to live on the border, Bekir Becha V'loi B'Safar, not on the border, is a sakana issue. And therefore, Meir Simcha's Mechadish then that the drasha before of Imche Yeshe V'loi Be'er Atzma is also a sakana issue, and therefore is Mechadish V'loi Be'er Mukefes Chayma. So this is Meir Simcha's, as he says, V'zeh Muskol. Started off and says, Yitochein tam ksas. And here he says, V'zem muskol. This is a very logical understanding. So the truth is that I want to share with you a Maridika Chassam Sofer. When I was in the Iraisa Chaburas that I give Thursday nights. So you can find the Matar anytime, and on my website there's a page, a special Iraisa page. So in Megillah, Mukavas Chaim Miyais Yeshua Bin Nun has to do with, if you read on Tez Yudalit or Tez Vav. So there's a Chuvas Chassam Sefer in Arachayim Kuf Tzadi Hei. And over there, the Chassam Sefer, in the second half of the Tshuva, he wrote this on Tainus Esther, Tav Kuf Samach Vav. So he says, I'm going to write to you, at the end he says, what was Nischadish, B'chazri al Masechta Megillah, when I reviewed Masechta Megillah. And he's talking about Mukavas Chaim over there, and in the Shir, we went through it, the Lomdus of it is Aran, that talks about Yeshivas Akum, a guy living in Mukavas Chaim doesn't count, Yeshivas Akum doesn't count. Legabe the halacha of my Mukavas Chaim, the Gemara says in Erechin, the end of Erechin, Lamegim Amud Beis on the bottom, the Gemara says, an hour pasuk v'ish kimkar beis moishav ir chayma. So Gemara understands that to mean beis moishav ir chayma means shehukav ulibesayif yashav, beloy sheyashav ulibesayif hukav. First, it was surrounded by the wall, and then you inhabited the cities. But if you inhabited a city and then you built a wall around it, that doesn't have halacha of mukefes chayma. So. The Ran talks about over there in Chutzlar, it's different things, and the Ran says it means Jews. The Goyim don't count. Fine. And then the Gemara says over here, Yochel afilu hikifu Yisrael. Maybe we're referring to the Jews made the wall around it. Rashi says, La'acher shekavshu esarts afilu kaidim sheyashuba. So maybe we're talking about a wall that was made by the Yidin before they inhabited Eretz Yisrael. They made the wall and then they lived in the cities. Like we said, that has to be the order. So it says, no, Nemer kan chayma, v'nemer lahalun chayma. Ma lahalun oiv de kechavim, av kan oiv de kechavim. It has to be that the Goyim were the ones who made the wall around the cities. Yochal afilu kipa oiv de kechav machar mikan. Are we referring to cities that the Goyim made a wall around even after we conquered Eretz Yisrael? No. So the Gemara comes out over here that to be Mukavas Chaima Mimois Yeshua Bin Nun has to be talking about a city that was surrounded by a wall and then inhabited. It has to be that the Goyim are the ones who made the wall, and it has to be the Goyim who made the wall before we conquered Eretz Yisrael. As Isaac Gemara in Erechin, and there's a Turi Evans Kasha from that Gemara to the Ran. That's not, you can listen to the Shir if you want to go through the Gan Salamdas. But Zakt and the Chassam Sefer, he says, once I said a Teretz, he says, now I want to tell you a Teretz. The Yesh Lasis Tam, the Kedushas Vater Chaima. We have to understand something. A city that's Mukavas Chaima and Moshe Yeshua Bin Nun has Kedusha to it. In Mesach Tekelim, when it lists the Kedushas, Asar Kedushas Aim, it's one of the Kedushas. A Mitzayra sent out only of Mukavas Chaima, not any city, right? It has Kedusha of Machane Yisrael. There's Machane Shechina, there's Machane Leviya, and then there's Machane Yisrael, which is Yerushalayim, or any city that is Mekepes Chaim Ha'is Mishun has Kedusha to it. So what's the pshat in this Kedusha? Ma tam l'kiddush bat erech chayma? And why is the mitzvah dafka that the Goyim surrounded the city, Kaidim Lachain, they made the wall before we got there to Israel. Lachain ha'ainu mishum. So listen to Chassam Sefer. The ikaratam hu b'mashehefli Hakadosh Baruch Hu chasdai. This really was a zecher to the chesed Hakadosh Baruch Hu did with Klal Yisrael. Im shagoyim banu lem orim b'tzuras li soged b'em ne'emas b'nei Yisrael. The goyim built these fortified cities. What did they build them for? They were afraid of Klal Yisrael conquering Eretz Yisrael. And what happened? Instead of them being on top, Hakadosh Baruch Hu hoshiya. We, Klal Yisrael, came in, and even though the cities were fortified, we conquered them. Umishum hachi kedushas bater chayma chamurim mishar ayaris. So the zecher to the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us conquer even the fortified walled cities that the Goyim built, so we shouldn't be able to conquer, we were able to conquer, we gave them a special kedusha. They have more Kedusha than all other cities. All the cities have had it. We thank Hashem for it. But it's not the same thing. Here the Kavana built a fort. Fortified city. So we shouldn't get in. So Memelech, that's the reason. So it only passes by those cities. It passes by a city. It has to be that they fortified it before we got there. But if it's talking about that the Jews, Klal Yisrael, built fortified cities in Eretz Yisrael, like the Gemara says, that doesn't count as Mukavas Chayma. Why not? Because that's not a mila. Bum bakaret. Adar Rabbi Yosef Taibel in Iskayim b'nei prozes teishev Yerushalayim k'may la'selavai. It's a much bigger shevach if we would have been on the Madrega, that we wouldn't need to fortify our cities. That once we conquered Eretz Yisrael, nobody would ever start up with us. The fact that we'd have to build a fortified city is pum fakert, is not such a shevach, so to speak, on our Madrega Takadish Baruch Hu. It would have been much better if we could sit in an open city and Hashem protect us and no one's going to start up with us. The fact that we had to go and build fortified cities, that's not something that we gave extra Kedusha and Shevach for. The ones that the Goyim had built before we got here and we conquered, those are the ones we give extra Shevach for. He says, that's why we're makbid. It has to be surrounded by the wall and then inhabited. He says, because if you want to know what the litmus test of what a wall is for, is a wall for fortification? Is a wall just for beauty, for grandeur? So he says, If it's for fortification, you build it first, so you should never be not protected, and then you make the houses. Or at least, this is a Gansa Sugya, at least that when they built the houses and inhabited the cities, they did it with the plan that they're going to surround it with the wall. But if you have a city, that there was a city there, and then later on they decide to build a wall around it, that's just for beauty, for grandeur. And therefore, that's not what we're referring to over here. That's not what we're referring to give Shevach Vahidol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, with that, he was Miyashev and Mogen Avram's Kasha in Toprish Peches, Sivkot and Beis. Over there, there's a stira the Mogen Avram asks between, it says in Hilchas Erevin, that most cities are Yashav Lubasayf Hukav. Most cities are first inhabited, and then you put a structure around it. And for halachas of Erevin, it has to be in that order. So he says over there, the Ramah says, Rav cities are like that. And in Hilchas Purim, he says, Pum Fakaret, if you see a fortified city, you could assume that it's surrounded by a wall. It was Hukav Lebesayf Yashav. If you see something, Mimais Yeshua Binun, and you want to know which order it was, Mistama, you could assume it was first fortified. So which one is it? It was a fortified first, oh, like in Hilchas Purim, or is it like in Hilchas Erevin, Yashav first? So he says, it's a big chilek. Bishanim Kadmonios, most of the walls were made for fortification. So therefore, Staman, it was like that. Pashenikim Azmanenu, Rive of the cities, are Linoi. So therefore, Adarabba, you could assume that we're first Yashav, and once they had a city, they said, oh, let's make a beautiful wall around it. You know, a lot of the old cities have walls around them. It's interesting, like in Kovna, there's forts around it. The Russians made forts. I said this in the Pashir I posted on Sunday. There are forts around it. Mashiach, you see cities like Worms. You know, now it's Mamish between Chaf Gimel. Yesterday, it was Chaf Gimel and Rish Chaydish, Sivan. In my Sefer, 33 days towards Shavuos that I put out last year, this is the Tkufa that Worms was destroyed twice in 1 week. Chaf Gimel and Lamed. And then 1096 in the Crusades, which is why we have Avelis, the second half of Sefirah, and all of that. So there's a wall around the city. There's Rashi's Gate over there. I have a picture in the book, Rashi's Gate. Supposedly there's a legend about Rashi's mice over there during the Crusades, and then when they were going out to Jerusalem to the Crusaders. But the point is, there's walls around these cities. So that you could assume. So it depends how old it is. Depends how old it is, Dr. Sam Seifer. If it's a real old wall, it was for Mitzar. But the Ramah is saying nowadays, there's a wall around the old city of Krakow. Those, he says, weren't for Mitzar. Those were for beauty, and therefore Yashalu Seif Hukav. So therefore, That's the stira. Uvezeh hivanti, says at the end, and with this he uses to answer the Turi Eben in a godlistic way. You have to listen to the shir when I said it. Uvezeh hivanti, why kriyas hamigila is also talui in mekafes chayma mimoyz Yeshua bin Nun. So he says the reason is, yitachin, in the day of the Melchama in Purim, it says, v'ish loy amad bifneim. Nobody stood up against them. Nobody stood up against them. If you think about it, the Pasha Shabbat, a murder dekanes. Klai Yisrael went and fought against Amalekim. No one stood up to protect himself. That's the ish loy amad bifneim. Im kein hagoyim adorim biprozit. So which is a bigger nes? Over there, the Ran is handling, which is a bigger nes? Yud Dalet or Tezbov. So he says, which is a bigger nes? The ones who live in an open city, en chiddush kol kach b'mayshalei amdu b'fneim. It's not such a chiddush that they didn't stand up to protect themselves because they have nowhere to run. So therefore they say, we're not going to fight. We just give in. But if you lived in a walled city, so you could go run. There's a lot of places to hide. There's fortifications. Mizkov chaymesem, you could go into the towers there. So those, you would say, as the Yidden are coming to approach them, maybe they'll fire back at them and they'll try to protect themselves. Afilu hachi le'atzu chayil. And still, ish lo yamen bifneyem. L'zeh yitzorich neis gadol. You need a bigger neis. And therefore, he says, the tesvav is taka bigger neis. And therefore, but the Yisrael, he wants to say, that's why it's called mekeves chayim emeis Yeshua bin Nun. The ones from Yeshua bin Nun are the ones that are there for protection. That we know, those are the ones the Goyim made for protection. And the male of the neis was greater there. Because there, v'ish lo yamen bifneyem, they have more of a reason to fight back, and still they didn't. So Memela, that's why they get a bigger simcha and tezvav in all of those cities. So you see, the Chassam Sofer is touching very much on the same idea, like Rameir Simcha, that this idea of a mukefes chayma has to do with the protection of the city, with all its different intricacies for Mikra Megillah, for Bate Ari Chayma. These are, once again, Shnei Neviim Mitznabim Misinkan Echad, two great Chachamim who are coming with the same Dover Muskel, with the same logical understanding of what the Torah wanted. Misukim Midvash. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and Kol Tov.